This is the Composer's Datebook for September 16th. I'm John Burge. There's a book titled Great Operatic Disasters, which chronicles the sometimes humorous and sometimes harrowing mishaps that have befallen opera singers and productions over the last few centuries. According to the book, September 16th seems to have been a particularly unlucky day. Consider that on today's date in 1782, the Italian castrato Farinelli, one of the most celebrated opera stars of the 18th century, died in Bologna after his dismissal from the Spanish court. On September 16th in 1920, the great Italian tenor Enrico Caruso would make his last records in Camden, New Jersey. In 1977, opera diva Maria Callas dropped dead of a heart attack in Paris. And on today's date in 1966, the new Metropolitan Opera House at Lincoln Center opened with a gala production of a brand new opera, specially commissioned from the American composer Samuel Barber. Despite an all-star cast headed by Leontine Price and a lavish stage production designed by Franco Zeffirelli, the opera was, you guessed it, a flop. Maybe everyone expected too much, or perhaps the lavish sets were too distracting. Whatever the reason, despite its gorgeous music, even today, Barber's Anthony and Cleopatra has never found a lasting place in the repertory. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.